fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with the other guy.
Dan Dugan right here on WGRN, 94.1 WCRS, 98.3 and 92.7. Anyway.
Indeed.
There we go. All right. For all of you listening out there, the man across from me is what I would consider an expert on elections and election fraud. But what we were going to talk about was voters themselves who are being purged in the state of Ohio, how this is happening, and maybe a why.
Well,
Dr. Petrakis?
Yes, and that doctor comes from a doctorate in political science.
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at an article Thursday, January 10th, Mr. Dugan, 2019, yes, in the Metro and State section of the Columbus Dispatch. Mm-hmm. It has our
reputable news source.
Our newly elected Lieutenant Governor, John Husted.
What a guy.
In the waning days as Secretary of State of Ohio.
When he was in charge of the elections of the state. Yes,
while he was running
for office.
Yeah, we can start right there.
Yeah, right.
In a actual democratic society, the United States, as you may know, is listed as, quote, a flawed democracy. In most democracies, the Constitution requires that it be at a minimum a Republican form.
Right.
Of government, which usually means representative democracy, or
right,
even worse,
right,
indirect representative democracy, like the Electoral College. Like you went out and voted for a wise elector.
Yes.
And those electors in Ohio voted for Trump.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I always think when I go, gee, I hope they elect.
But that's the reality, right? So, you know, you can lose by 3 million
Trump
votes like Donald Trump.
Yes.
And these wise electors, many of them prone to smoking too much crack, end up voting for Donald Trump.
Okay.
But, totally not directly
somebody
Democratic.
Cracked.
But another part of that problem is, you know, who runs the election. So in most democracies, the ones that are transparent, you get nonpartisan paid officials who run the elections, right? You don't let the guy you don't let the guy running for office, like J. Kenneth Blackwell in 2004.
Right.
Hi, I'm the co-chair of the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign. Mm-hmm. And I'm running the election, and I'm going to cheat like hell because I'm running the election.
Exactly.
But John Houston's another notorious cheater, right? He's got that kind of white bread, you know, they put too much air into it, you know, Wonder Bread, and they have to try and enrich him with minerals because they've stripped any decency, any nutrition, any democratic,
starch in that,
all starch and air, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But so Houston, if you read this Dispatch article, it starts, Ohioans who haven't cast a ballot in the past several elections but want to remain eligible to vote should watch the mail.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not several elections.
Are they going to win something in the mail?
Right, first of all, let's begin with this analysis. Voting, and this may sound odd to Houston in the Dispatch,
right,
particularly Catherine Kadinsky, the writer, but let me say voting is a constitutional right. If you don't go out and practice, and I know you're always out there practicing. I've seen you on
voting all the time.
On occasion, not voting, but your First Amendment rights, right?
Right.
You're practicing them right now.
You got that right. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But if you didn't do it for, say, 4 years, You wouldn't lose those rights.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't have to go down and re-register at the Secretary of State's office.
Right, and a guy who owns a gun or 19 guns, as it
says, many
have
of them to do. Re-register.
No. Yeah. No. Oh, you haven't used your gun in 2 years, so you're
right, you're
in trouble.
Gone. You got to re-register.
So that's what it is. It's two elections, right?
Right. But think about that. The gun analogy is great. Think about the gun analogy. Can you imagine telling these gun owners with these carry permits that, okay, you haven't used it in 2 years.
Yeah.
You have to re-register, retake the class. They would be shouting up and down, not about the First Amendment, but the Second Amendment.
Of course.
Right?
Of course, yes.
But here are people's most fundamental right to vote, and you're stripping it away from them. You're stripping it away from them in a computer age, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just leave them on the computer list and note when they voted and not noted.
And that seems to work for a police officer when he pulls you
over
and he checks your record, the record is there.
Yeah,
so if someone is registered to vote, they should be allowed
to vote. Yeah, why are you – there's no room on the hard drive? Why exactly are you removing them?
It could be. I see you haven't driven your car for 3 years.
In a computer era. And here's the even stranger part. Mr. Houston and Catherine Kadinsky, right? We're in an ID state. When you
registered.
Show up and you haven't voted in a couple years, you got to produce ID.
Yeah,
it's not like you kind of wander in drunk and unshaven. Well, maybe me and you have done that on occasion.
Absolutely.
But they turn us down. They make us go get our ID.
Your ID, right.
So here in a computer age, with ID, why would you delete, unless you knew they were dead or in prison, why would you remove a voter from the voting rolls because they hadn't voted in a few elections?
And maybe there was a suspicion on the part of the person that removes them that they weren't going to vote for them or their party.
Well,
could that be anything?
Yeah, it could be.
Kernel of truth.
The notorious crime, if you're a white breader, if you're a non-nutritious white bread kind of guy like John Houston, you're worried about voting while black.
Exactly.
Voting while poor.
Yes.
Voting while elderly.
Precisely. More than
voting while Hispanic or Latino or Latina.
Yeah.
Well, and again, they're targeting the specific core of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. They're letting the white bread suburban, rural white people. They're not going after those to purge them. You know, it's sort of like you're not real sure. You're going after the groups that are voting, like the Hispanic community, 70% Democratic, or the black population that's voting 95% Democratic. So more than 276,200 people will get a last chance notice from John Houston, who will direct their boards of election at the county to remove them. Why? They've done nothing wrong.
And
he doesn't even have any proof.
He's saying they haven't voted in a few elections.
He actually, before the Supreme Court, won the right that if you hadn't voted in the last two federal elections, even if you voted in the local elections, he could purge you. Why? The computer can put you there. The computer, we have the largest surveillance police spy state on planet Earth. Right? They're crawling up everyone's, behinds, and they have all this data. 19 spy agencies, but this one can't keep the data on its computer.
Because maybe the minority party, or the party with the minority of voters.
That would be the Dems in Ohio.
Well, but maybe that party nationally especially manages to stay in power by suppressing votes. I mean, that's why.
You're saying they would intentionally.
The Republican Party, which
go after,
really in
say,
the
black population that votes 95%
or any
Democratic.
Other.
Anything other than the general white population. It's harder to predict the patterns of white people voting.
Mm.
We know that the more rural they are, the more likely they are to vote Republican and right wing. But
apparently in some states, too, they can get help and did in this last election. They're still looking into that in North Carolina, right?
Indeed. Well,
so they helped the rural voters and older people.
And didn't help.
Elderly.
And didn't help the urban people.
Right, exactly.
Whatever that's a code word for.
Mm-hmm. Urban, that's right.
So the odd thing is you go through this, you know, it's last chance. The
so
way
nearly 300,000
Kandinsky
voters.
Writes this for the Dispatch is like, to Houston's doing a favor. Ha, you haven't voted in a few elections.
Yeah.
I'm purging your name.
Right.
No, I'm not putting it on the computer and says inactive.
I got you.
Last four election.
You.
He's purging it, removing it. And she's acting. And then he's doing it. He's saying last chance. He's sending out a mailer that no one would answer under the Secretary of State's name that looks like junk mail.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a Republican. So if you get it in the Democratic household in the inner city.
And only to your mailbox, not to your email box.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Why bother to do that?
So this is a great apology piece.
Yeah.
So under state laws, the registration of Ohio voters are revoked after they have not cast a ballot in any election over 6 years. That's not actually true. He won the right in two federal elections. Not to do it.
So it doesn't have to be 6 years.
Yeah, and why after 6 years? I mean, if I don't want to vote, there's two parties, and I don't like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Right.
Why should I lose my right to vote when there's not a speck of evidence that I'm doing anything illegal except choosing constitutionally not to cast a ballot?
Right.
I don't know, Catherine Kandinsky. Whoa, where did you study democracy?
She wasn't in your class?
No. She wouldn't have made such obvious, idiotic errors.
Well, she might have.
And Houston may have been in class with Dick Cheney or Satan, Lucifer. Hey, let's go out and purge people.
Lucifer, you. So in the meantime, people locally, though, will have a chance to fill some city council seats soon.
Well, the there's
discuss
four
local
seats
upcoming
up.
Elections.
There's four seats up.
Yes,
and people, the Dems kind of the Democratic machine kind of thinks it owns the council. You'll virtually never get a no vote on city council. In fact, objectively, I think there was more no votes cast under Joe Stalin's Politburo in the old Soviet Union than you'll see down at City Hall in Columbus.
You're saying they're a bit of a rubber stamp.
Yeah, well, Stalin was like a liberal compared to, Ginther and Hardin,
but there are,
the mayor and the city council
there
president.
There are four council seats open at this point.
Indeed, and we know of at least three candidates that aren't in the selected, and I do mean selected class.
Right.
For well over,
from the Democratic Party
years,
machine, you're saying.
Yeah, 1995.
Right. Okay.
Up until Stinziano and Liz Brown, every single Democrat for like a 20-year period from about 95 up until 2015 had all been picked, appointed, before they were ever elected. And most of them were picked because they were weak, couldn't raise money, and thus were totally dependent on the mayor, Michael Coleman, in his 16-year career, or the city council president. And Michael Coleman, as the mayor, would get his money from people that didn't live in the city, from Les Wexner, from Ron Pizzuti, from the developers who, in exchange for giving millions of dollars, would, of course, get far more than that in tax breaks and tax abatements and capital infrastructure for their projects.
When they build their luxury apartments all over
town. Or when they build Easton.
Right, exactly. So
this is WGRN, Mr. Dugan, 94.1.
It's the other side of the news. And
the Green Renaissance.
Oh, Renaissance.
A Renaissance.
Uh-huh. The Green Way. The new Green Way. So let's stay on this topic, though. So there are several people, three names, that the Free Press and the more progressive politics of town would like to recommend, correct?
Well,
including
we're you know, we're a nonprofit, so we don't really recommend, but we do say the progressive community is, in fact, is interested in
and
Joe Motil, a longtime progressive activist.
Joe Motil.
And that, yes, we can, the more kind of progressive Bernie-crat wing of the local Democratic Party, as opposed to kind of the Clintonistas, you know, the kind of Bill and Hill wing of the party.
Okay.
The Yes We Can people are putting up Tiffany White, serves on many area commission and is an area commissioner.
Long-time activist. And,
sure.
Right.
And then Liliana Rivera Bayman, a dreamer. And, of course, labor and immigration rights activists. So they've got to go out in this weather. It's very cold and get 1,000 signatures.
Uh-huh.
They're doing it right now.
And several of them will be at the salon on Saturday,
They'll be speaking at the, hopefully, the Free Press Salon on Saturday.
Yes, we can get them there. Okay.
And that would be the 12th.
Mm-hmm. Saturday night. Okay.
Saturday night. As you used to say, it was all right for fighting, as I recall.
I said, at 10:21 East.
Wasn't
East
it
Broad,
Bernie Taupin?
Usually about 6:30, folks, and you'll get some food. Yes, Bob, that was in my day when I had, well, I was
wrestling.
Bald.
It was more wrestling.
I was bald
than
and I wore
fighting.
Flamboyant glasses and, and funny boots. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I wore
Saturday nights.
I
all
wore
right
high heel boots.
A buddy of mine years ago told me that he thought that was the most incredible thing. One time when he was at an Elton John concert, and everybody in that concert was screaming out, "Saturday, Saturday, Saturday!" Man, he said it was just cathartic. I get chills just talking about it.
And hopefully, so will people who hear Joe Motil, Tiffany White, and Liliana Rivera Bayman at the salon.
There you go.
Because each of them could say Saturday once.
And like I said, stop down. It's 10:21 East Broad at 6:30. Meet a lot of fellow progressives. Eat some great food. Bring along some food if you like. And we'd be more than willing to sample it for you. So anyway,
we ought to ask them what they think about this new proposal by the city council.
Yes.
To allow individuals to give the state maximum to candidates, and that's a little under $13,000.
And Columbus had a sort of no limit at some point?
Right now there's no limit.
Okay,
and,
there still
we
is no
as
limit.
A, under home rule, we can impose one on ourselves. But if you compare Columbus to Cleveland, an individual in Cleveland can only give $5,000.
All right.
And in Cincinnati $1,100.
Wow. Okay.
But we have a long tradition. We prefer that, you know,
Mr. Moneybags can give as much as he
master,
wants.
Puppet master. Sure.
Yes,
the developers.
The old puppet
master. The Wexters.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what bothers me the most is that when Les Wexner insists that he be allowed to put his
Epstein
hands
Island, right?
up the shirts of Ginther and pull their arms and make them vote.
Yes.
I just think that's a little much to ask.
Yeah.
You know, he ties strings. Mm-hmm. He kind of, as the great Somoza said and bragged in Nicaragua in the 30s, and then after World War II, when we created the United Nations, he bragged that there was a string attached to the U.S. ambassador's hand, the U.N. ambassador.
Right.
And every time his hand went up, it drug up the hand of Somoza as a loyal ally.
Right. Which I'm sure you know, and a lot of other people out there listening know, that those kind of policies are what's behind Mr. Trump and his barrier, his wall. His wall and or barrier, his steel curtain, if
he
you
likes
will.
It when Putin puts his hand up his back.
But no discussion about
makes his arms go up.
Right, about the history of Latin America and, you know, further south.
Oh,
all
God.
Of south, you know, our southern neighbors who have been pushed around are controlled by Washington and persecuting people who want to come across the border, but they ain't going to make it.
Yeah, a lot of these people really are pawns of the old Cold War. as you once sang in one of my favorite songs on El Salvador, asking how the weather was.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew how the weather was because the CIA was down there and the former director was, you know, president or vice president running the show under Ronald Reagan and then running the show himself.
Absolutely.
And nuns were being raped and murdered and priests
and were being dealt
slaughtered
through Noriega
and killed. And yeah, Noriega was money laundering.
Right.
And we poured tons of money into there to let El Salvadorians kill each other.
Right.
And then we just pulled out. And now you have this heavily armed society with drug connections that were brought in by the Contras, the former guard of Somoza, that we backed the fascist forces.
Absolutely.
Against the campesinos and peasants and forces of democracy.
Right. And it continues to this day. And, of course, you know, when our commander in chief goes down there, they're not going to discuss what they can do to make it possible for people to be able to stay in their native lands.
And they have rights by treaty, right? There's many of these people are seeking asylum. If they return, they'll be jailed in prison
or killed.
Killed by, right. You know, the cartel. And
and often indigenous people of the area. So it just gets more and more ridiculous from the local to the national. But we were also going to talk a little bit more about the money in council and the people like the Pazuzus and their ability to build pretty much at will. You look around in Columbus.
Well, think about the Short North. I mean, the Short North, talk about
all these luxury
older
apartments
building.
Yeah, the Short North.
Well,
right,
they keep saying a lot of times.
White Castle is now a castle.
And they'll say, well, it's people moving in here from New
White
York.
Castle.
Or Boston or New York or from the coast who think, oh, my God, $1,500. Look, I've got an efficiency for $1,400.
Right.
And White Castle serving wine and sliders, even vegan sliders, which is
the Impossible Burger, which tastes remarkably like their hamburger.
Exactly.
Which always had soy in it anyway. But we digress. But, yeah, there's buildings going on, these luxury apartments everywhere.
And there's no place for these people to park.
You
know, the longtime
go.
Residents, the people that actually bought a single-family house in Victorian Village.
Sure.
I mean, you massively overbuilt. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know that strip. You were on it. You were.
I was there.
I would hate to say, but I would guess you were forced out.
Which many other people have, lots, especially the mom-and-pop shops. And while they're doing all this construction as well, you've got corporations like White Castle or Donato's or 7-Eleven who can sit out for 6 months to a year. But if you're just running one store and you can't get your customers can't even get to your store, it's amazing what's been
White
going
Castle
on.
Made the money off the land, really, you know, not the franchise there.
And when they when they're a chain, they can sit it out and then they come back as well. Campus now has a Target. It just continues, the chains all up and down High Street.
But there were some good campus
luxury
partners
apartments
up there
everywhere.
That would help guys like you, right?
Sort of, yeah. They notified me after I moved from North Campus to the fabulous Short North. But you know, that's just one of many stories. But again, in the Free Press, there is the article about the luxury apartments being built way out on the west side next to some water towers. For who? That's the big question. Who wants to live in these places?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons they want to live there is almost all of them come with a 15-year, 100% tax abatement.
Oh, yeah.
So people want to afford luxury, but they just don't want to pay taxes.
Ah.
They want to shift it on to working class and middle class people.
No.
Indeed, Mr.
Wealthy people in this society trying to avoid paying taxes. Amazing.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You'd think they'd say, you know, I'm living really great in America. I want to pay my fair share.
Right.
I should bear, as my income goes way up over $1 million, my taxes should increase a little because, you know, somebody making $30,000, I'm taking food off his table or I'm taking his health care away. But when you're taxing me at a little higher rate because I'm making over $1 million, you're just taking away a really, really good top-line vacation Or bottle of wine, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of
Absolutely.
Them think that way.
Yeah, go on a boat for a few weeks or something with your extra money. Well, it is amazing, though, what has been happening in Columbus. And will we see much more of this? You begin to think, when's the end? Is
process,
there an end in sight?
I don't think so. There's this process right now of inversion. In fact, they're openly discussing Columbus becoming like Seattle or San Francisco.
Right.
Where essentially you're really driving out, you know, I mean,
the people that
if you're making 30,000,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you're making 15, you know, fight for 15 bucks an hour, if you're working full time 2,000 hours a year, that's $30,000, right? And about a, you know, you start to break that down, by the month, how much can you afford to pay? I mean, what if you're stuck paying $1,000 or $1,200?
Yeah, but gasoline is so cheap right now.
Well, when you're trying to destroy the planet.
Everyone feels rich. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, usually about a third of your salary goes towards the housing.
Right, that's the
area. But,
the yardstick.
Right. If you're doing that, you're paying, you know, $1,000 a month or a little more because you got 12 months and not 10. I mean, what then happens?
I don't know. I'm just amazed by it all. That's all I can say. I'm amazed by, you know, what goes on locally and again, nationally. And federal workers right now are protesting the fact that, you know, they're out actually, actively.
Well, the interesting point we really need to make.
Making it heard that they're not going to get paid.
Right. And everyone knows this is that, I mean, the bizarrest part of all of this, right, is
it's
Trump's party controlled both houses of Congress.
Right. And did nothing about it. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
If
didn't
he wanted
get their,
his wall.
Their steel curtain.
If he wanted his
didn't
steel
get it built.
Curtain.
Right.
If he wanted his wall. His party
Partition.
Was in power for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's sort of like now that the other party's in power, he's shutting down
it's
the government.
It's their fault. Yeah.
Why
and
didn't he just
fault.
Have his party pass it
I don't know.
When they had a majority in both houses?
God knows.
I mean.
But he's prepared.
Look,
he's prepared for a year at least,
right.
He says.
Look, if you're out there and you're a
I'm sure
Trumpet,
he is.
If you're a Trumpite.
Unless he has to pay the Russians back.
Yeah. He had government. They controlled all three branches. Why is he shutting it down? Because the Democrat, it's one of the most blatant, hypocritical, bizarre.
Right.
I mean, just.
Yep.
He could have had this passed the last 2 years. He had a massive majority in the House and in the Senate.
Yeah.
So now the other side wins, and he's shutting down the government, the side that doesn't agree with the wall. It's his party's policy and platform.
Yeah.
This is just insane. I don't see how anyone
believes
this stuff.
It. Yeah. No, I'm... It continues to amaze, and this continues to go on.
For 2 years, like I had overwhelming majorities and could do whatever I wanted, and I didn't do anything.
He's fine for at least a year.
Now I'm going to shut down the government.
And we're going to have to shut down this show.
Okay.
Very shortly. So remind you of the Salon at 1021 East Broad Street. Come on down on Saturday at 6:30. Have a nosh and talk good progressive politics. Thank you, Dr. Bob Petrakis.
You're
I'm
welcome,
Dan Dugan,
Mr. Dugan.
On GRN.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Petrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.